the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hey, Jackson, how's it going today?
You know, I'm a little nervous. Maybe if I get another date with Sherry, it'll work out and things will get better.
Okay, well, don't be nervous. Tell us what happened on your date with her.
I met Sherry at my dentist's office. She's actually a hygienist.
Oh.
And I've seen her around a couple of times, and I was like, oh, she's cute, but like she never worked on me. And finally she did, and it was like the first time, you know, she worked on my teeth, which was...
So as she's like working on your teeth, you asked her out?
Yeah. And I was shocked. I was like, there's no way that this girl gives me her number, but she did. And then I was like, there's no way. But yeah, it worked out.
Huh.
Or at least she went out with me.
Wow, that's really cool. So where did you guys go?
Where'd we go? We went to like this little brunch spot that I know. It's like probably, God, this is already 2 weeks ago, so.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like I never do like a brunch date. I never have.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't mind having a couple drinks at night, like a beer or a wine or something. But like we had a couple Bloody Marys and mimosas. And she just, I don't know. Maybe we just got a little too drunk. I'm not sure.
So you both were drinking a lot then at brunch. Okay. Well, do you think maybe that's why she's not calling you back, possibly?
Maybe. I doubt it. I wasn't drinking that much. I mean, she was much more. I mean, honestly, like, I had two drinks, and she was doing, like, shots.
Oh.
You know? So I just took it easy.
Okay. Well, maybe you said something because you were drinking?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking.
I don't think so. Like, I was pretty coherent. I was sort of, you know, somewhat sober. I can handle my booze. She was the one who was sort of saying some inappropriate stuff to the waiter.
Okay.
I actually didn't care. Like, I thought it was funny.
Okay. Well, that's that. Let's give her a call and find out what's going on then.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Sherry?
Yes, it is. Can I ask who's calling?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We wanted to call and talk to you about your date you had with Jackson.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, is everything all right on your end?
Oh, yeah. I got really drunk that day.
We heard.
Wait, is this one of those things where you're calling to embarrass me?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Okay.
It's not like that at all. Jackson just wants to know.
What?
Well, I mean, Jackson just wants to go on another date with you. He's been trying to get in touch. Can't get in touch with you.
He wants to go out on another date, even though I got completely wasted.
Yeah, he does.
Huh.
Even better, we actually have him on the line with us. Jackson, you want to go out on a date?
I would go out with you again if you wanted.
Wait, hold on, let me get this straight. I was completely and totally smashed, if you recall.
Yeah.
And you still want to go out with me again?
Yeah, I mean... I didn't care. You were hilarious. You made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't really want to go out with someone who's, like, cool with their date getting totally trashed.
Uh-oh.
In the morning.
Wait, let me get this straight. You have too many drinks and you don't want to go out with me, and I should be the one who's like, I don't want to go out with you.
I was letting loose and having fun. And I just have to question what it says about you if you are totally fine with dating someone that got smashed on the first date.
What does it say about you? You got wasted. What does it mean?
Yeah, this makes you sound a little desperate.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's not really something that I'm into.
Well, by those standards, you'll never get married.
Okay, well, no one asked you about that.
Oh my, okay.
Well, I mean, it's just the truth.
Thanks for your opinion.
So
this chick's messed up, and
I'm not messed up. I know what I'm doing, but I think that you don't.
Okay. Okay. So I'm guessing there's not going to be a second date here, and you're probably going to have to find a new dental hygienist, right?
I mean, honestly,
we've got others. I can send you to another chair.
Awkward.
Well, don't start hitting the nitrous in the office.
Oh, okay.
At 11 a.m.
Okay.
So we're done here. I'm sorry I couldn't make this work out for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
Your 106.3.